Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. We're almost through with the second quarter of 2015, and today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us. Thought we might talk a little bit, Darrell, about where we stand after the first half of this year. What's your take overall of this cattle marketplace and how we've done thus far in 2015?
First half of the year, again, tight supplies has been the driver. Beef production is down about 5% for the year to date. Slaughter's down over 7%. So we've had heavy carcass weights that have offset part of that, but tighter than expected supplies so far this year. Good, strong prices. Retail prices are at record levels. Wholesale prices have set record levels. And, you know, cattle prices across the board are holding very steady in the first half of the year.
Darrell, our spring crops are pretty well in the ground, especially on up in the Midwest, corn and soybean crops, Milo crop as well. What about our feed grains? What are you thinking right now regarding the impact feed grain production this year on our cattle market?
The feed grain situation at this point looks pretty good. Corn acreage, was expected to be down a little bit. We may have lost a little bit due to some delayed plantings, but not enough to really change the overall price expectation from a feed grain standpoint.
Darrell, the key to profitability is, of course, keeping our cattle prices high, and the key to that, of course, beef demand. What are you thinking about beef demand here mid-year?
The beef industry at this point is really still focused on the demand side of this thing. Tight supplies will continue to be the driver. We're expecting beef production to be down 1% to 2% for the year, so a little bit bigger in the second half of the year compared to the first, but still down. The demand side has been very positive so far, but we continue to be nervous about it. Beef's kind of out there all by itself right now in record prices at the same time that pork and poultry supplies are increasing. So we know the pressure will be there, and there's a sort of wait-and-see attitude, a little bit of holding our breath to see that beef demand continues as strong as it has been so far.
So, Darrell, at this juncture, mid-year, what's the strategy going forward for the rest of 2015 and even into 2016 for our cattle producers?
I think individual producers are still trying to really figure out the best way to take advantage of this market. We've got these good, strong prices. We're going to continue to see that through 2015 and most, if not all, of 2016. We might begin to see some price pressure build into 2017. So in the meantime, producers, depending on where they are, we're responding to signals for herd expansion. Some producers are already into that. Others, particularly those areas that have just gotten some drought relief recently, are trying to figure out how to sort of get into that game and catch up and be back on the offense for a change after being on the defense for about 4 years.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel of OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present an internet auction June 19th in Emporia, Kansas, offering nearly 16,000 head. For more information, contact Superior at 800-422-2117. Or superiorlivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.